Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dairy to Move podcast. I'm your host, Colleen. Welcome, welcome. If you are new, I am very happy that you are here. If you are reoccurring, I am also very happy that you are here and I love you. And I hope this is recording. Okay, yes it is. Okay, I couldn't tell, so sorry, you're going to hear me tap tap in the phone microphone. It's been a minute. So the last episode was about how I saw a UFO and alien spacecraft, and I was like, oh, my life is complete. And yeah, there was something off of my list that I was really happy to have witnessed. My life was not complete because I saw aliens, but I just couldn't show up. I've been in a deep depression, like not deep, but just barely able to get out of bed, but I do. I had a lot of anxiety. I think it's hormone related. I just need to get my hormones checked. I got tested. I have an appointment at the end of this month, end of April, for my doctor to go over those, and she'll give me some herbs to take to help with that, because it's been a clusterfuck and I just couldn't show up. And it's a lot of it has to do with the hormones, and then a lot of it has to do with like my illnesses have slowly crept back in, and the brain fog and the headaches and the fatigue started to happen every day again. And I was like, fuck. So it makes it hard to show up to do anything besides my daily tasks. So get up, take care of my dogs, work my day job, attend to my Cambo clients. Like, that's all I can pretty much handle when I feel like garbage. So it's been a lot, and I just couldn't show up. I was in it. I was trying to face some things that I wasn't ready to face. You know, healing's not linear. It's up and down, and I'm at the low point. Yeah, and I, especially the last 2 weeks, I've definitely dove into self-inquiry and dove into inner child work. And it's interesting because I started breath work again, the holotropic breath work, where you breathe in through your stomach, in through your lungs, and then out through your, and then out. So it's a three-part breath, and it's all through the mouth. So that brings up a lot. And it was interesting because when I did it, I had severe back pain. So it's like I released an emotion, but then I like put it into my back. Like I put that emotion that I released, but I stored it somewhere else. So again, my illnesses are, I think I've talked about this, as a form of protection. So I've been doing a lot of inner child work, a lot of inquiry, like inner inquiry, and I'm protecting myself again by bringing up all this stuff. I sat with Cambo today. So this is Saturday. I sat with Cambo today, and it made me, I'm tired from not sleeping well. I don't know if it's the eclipse or just what the hell is happening. I feel like the energies of this planet are insane right now. We had a friggin' earthquake in New Jersey, which people felt shocks in Connecticut, which is where I live in the state of Connecticut. And I didn't feel anything, but people felt them in Connecticut. And I'm like, that's insane. That's crazy. So that's mind-blowing to have a 4.8 freaking earthquake in Connecticut. So that's crazy. So that I felt, that was yesterday. That felt a little shifty for me. I had a mediumship reading with David something. I can't think of his last name. He's great. A lot of my family members were brought up. So my Graham showed up first, and then some little boy I don't know, and then my cousins who were murdered kind of showed up, and then my other grandparents showed up, and then my cousin showed up back up again, but then I asked for my other grandfather. So I had all four grandparents come up, all my cousins. Like, it was great. And I got a lot of really good information that I needed to hear. And it was really good, but it brought up a lot. That was May, March 14th. So that brought up a lot. And then I was in it. I was just like in it. Obviously, my hormone issues brought up a lot. I just was like, are we really fucking here again? I really don't feel this good again. I'm having digestive issues and brain fog. And I'm like, we're really fucking here. So I got depressed. My hormones depressed me. And then it was a couple weeks ago, I went to a psychic fair. And I got like a tea leaf reading with runes and stuff. And that was really cool. There's a lot of dates. So I'm very interested. May is supposed to be a really good month for me. July and August and December of this year. It was a really positive reading about money and everything I want to happen. And I'm like, oh, this is good, because I'm also in the depths of not being where I want to be. And that obviously affects my depression, because I'm like, I don't want to be doing this 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. Like, I know what I want. I want to help people. I want to serve. And that's with Cambo and coaching. That's what I want to do. So that came up, but I had a really positive reading. Then I had another reading with another medium psychic. Hers was interesting. She said, I'm very empathic, obviously. That's what they say, but it is true. I feel a lot of people's energies. So a lot of that came up. And so that was interesting. She mentioned that I was in apathy, which makes sense, because I was in apathy. It's a very neutral place. I literally just wanted to binge watch Dawson's Creek on the weekend and not do anything. And that's like old patterning coming through and just numbing out to my facing my reality. Like, my reality's not where I want it. So I just check out and I numb out. So that's what I did. I also, because I didn't feel good, I just feel I don't have the capacity to show up in the way that I want to. I learned about this thing called core energetics, which I'm going to in May. It's where basically it's a group workshop for a weekend, and you just trigger the fuck out of each other, and a bunch of stuff comes up, and you swear and hit stuff and cry and scream and let it out. And I'm like, this is gonna be a clusterfuck, but I'm super excited. So that's in May. I'm excited. And then, you know, I have some friends that were in the Cambo training that are coming to New Jersey. There's some in New Jersey already, but one's flying in from Texas. So I'm excited to see them, because I miss them. You know, they're my Cambo tribe. So yeah, I mean, that's basically it. I've also reread a lot of psychic and Akashic records readings from like 2021 and 2022. And human design reading. And I was like, wow, I'm really like rereading them and taking it in and taking notes, like mental notes. But like, okay, like in 2022, I was told to work with my inner child. I didn't do that. Ayahuasca told me to do that. But yeah. So I've been in, and I've been working hard on, you know, facing my shadows and facing my shit, listening to my Feel the Feelings playlist like every night almost during the week. And that's brought up a lot. I've been storing a lot of stuff in my back. I got to look into that. I have the encyclopedia about what like emotions mean in a certain area of your body. Yeah, a lot of stuff's coming up. I'm going through a lot. I'm healing my inner child. I'm going through shadow work, and I'm getting sick again, but it's for protection. So I need to dive into deeper into that. But I just want to remind you that healing is not linear. And whether you're fucking in it, going through it, have been through it, I'm so proud of you for doing the work and showing up for yourself and loving yourself, because it's hard. It's fucking hard. Especially when you are done. Like, there are days where I'm like, I kind of just want to go back to watching TV and pretend I never learned about shadow work, self-development, self-inquiry, self-love, any of it, and just numb out and be oblivious to this space, because sometimes it's fucking hard. But then I do numb out for like a day of the weekend or a weekend. I numb out. I watch TV Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And you know what? Come Monday, I'm more depressed and more anxious and more miserable than I was going into it. So just want to remind you of that. When you're in the shit and you want to give up, don't give up. Keep going. I'm so proud of you. I love you. And yeah, healing's not linear. And I just want to remind you of that. And if you're going in it, I am sending you so, if you are going through it and you are in it, I am sending you so much love. And I love you all. And I will see you again soon. Bye.